Epting says if people are creative, they can find unusual destinations for Christmas. History lovers can visit the place where George Washington made a daring river crossing during the American Revolution. The dangerous journey near Trenton, New Jersey, marked a turning point in the war.
Washington crossed the Delaware on Christmas Day, 1776. So why not go to that spot? There's a wonderful plaque there by the river where he launched his boat. And you don't think of that as being necessarily, you know, Christmas-themed, but it did happen on that day.
Epting, who writes books on unusual travel destinations, says visitors to New York can get a drink in a tavern where the writer O. Henry wrote a famous Christmas story in the early 1900s. The pub is called Pete's Tavern.
And O. Henry went in there and sat at a table and wrote the story of the Gift of the Magi, a wonderful holiday classic. You can go sit at that table today, and they've got the story framed behind you as you sit there. And on a wintry night, the fire is going, and you can sit in this cozy little, you know, wonderfully rich wooden booth and think about O. Henry writing that story right there.
For movie fans, an unlikely Christmas venue is the California resort town of Palm Desert. Amid the sagebrush and cactus, writer-director Frank Capra wrote the script of a classic Christmas movie which starred Jimmy Stewart.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, Stewart!
You can go where Frank Capra used to go and write. Back then, it wasn't a big resort. It was sort of a desert getaway for celebrities, and it was very low-key. And his bungalow there is where he wrote It's a Wonderful Life. And you don't have to go pay to stay there. There's a plaque outside, and the hotel's pretty nice about letting you go and just sort of take a picture of it and look at it, especially if no one's staying there. But his typewriter's in there on a desk.
People can visit the house in Cleveland where the film Christmas Story was shot. St. Paul, Minnesota boasts the world's biggest snowman, and Denver, Colorado, the biggest light display.
Yeah, Denver's gone over the top. It's almost like an arms race of cities that want to become the preeminent lighting places for the holidays. And to their credit, they've done a wonderful job. But around the country, you know, there are plenty of places, a lot of towns, small towns, and big cities alike that love to adorn their city.
Epting says New York has the world's biggest menorah to mark the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. And the Christmas tree cut each year for display at Rockefeller Plaza is famous for its enormous size. People in California can visit what is known as the nation's Christmas tree in Sequoia National Park.
And it's this incredible, you know, sequoias are these large, majestic trees. It's one of the largest living things on Earth. And during the holidays up there, they usually get some nice snow. And they do Christmas ceremonies the weeks leading up to the holiday, which are really nice and very traditional. And you're standing in this forest of giants. It's very peaceful and calm and tranquil.
He says visitors to other parts of the country can stop by towns called Santa Claus, Indiana, or Fort Christmas, Florida, which are also popular with holiday tourists. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.